Organizers planned an unsanctioned street festival, complete with a sound system, beach balls, drums, and games. The party was meant to reclaim public space with a festive atmosphere of public dissent at the intersection of Jackson Avenue and Main Street. Law enforcement personnel kept the party off the streets and closed the Riverwalk Park, forcing demonstrators to endure 3 hours of pursuit and arrests. Over 100 officers from 6 local agencies responded with aggressive crowd control, including dogs, noise emitters, and pepper spray, making 17 arrests over the course of the evening. The evening began with about 150 people gathered at the Riverwalk Pavilion. The mood was far from confrontational, and uniformed police mingled with demonstrators. I scanned the diverse crowd, which included parents and children, interested passers-by, and the familiar bandana-clad activists. I watched the police videotaping each participant and sympathized with their desire for anonymity. As a boombox played music, people danced, rapped, and played Twister. I spoke with a participant about the context for the demonstration.
This is Reclaim the Streets. The idea behind this is to throw an unofficial public party to take back the streets from private transportation and privatizing forces because the streets belong to the public. They should be able to use them for whatever purpose they want. We're here to remind them of that.
And why Naperville?
Naperville was chosen because there have been many Reclaim the Streets in large cities. It's never been done in a suburb. We want to make aware of the fact that the suburbs are also part of the problems associated with a society based on automobile traffic. Also, it's a thriving example of corporate America. The Reclaim the Streets today was thrown in solidarity with the protesters in Genoa, Italy, who are in opposition to the economic globalization in a non-democratic fashion. I think there's a general sentiment of solidarity with the countries and peoples who are not represented by the 8 most powerful governments of the world in Italy today. A group of governments will be making decisions for the economic policy of the world in general. So, and we're here in solidarity with those people.
Before long, a legal observer announced to the crowd that the police had stopped and detained the van carrying the sound system, along with 8 people involved in the event. Here he describes this preemptive detainment.
The van carrying the band equipment has been detained by the police outside of town. In order to do that, they need to have a reasonable suspicion that they're going to be or are engaged in criminal activity. In order to have that, they need to have specific and articulable facts. All the police saw them do was put band equipment into a van.
Just before 8 p.m., close to 200 assembled demonstrators, undaunted by the loss of the sound system, moved into the street, chanting and playing drums. Though there were no weapons, no property destruction, and no protester violence, police surrounded the group within half a block of marching. As demonstrators grouped together, the police donned gloves, readied their canisters of pepper spray, and brought out a team of barking attack dogs. The surrounded demonstrators continued to chant, and police placed an electronic noise emitter on the ground in front of them. Within minutes, the crowd retreated from the street and regrouped on the sidewalk. Police blockaded the protesters on the margin of Riverwalk Park, arresting anyone who set foot in the street. Police then closed the pavilion, leaving the demonstrators with no exit and nowhere to gather. Here are the impressions of one bystander.
What were they doing that was so wrong on the street here?
Not a thing. They're walking. They're walking and talking. That's our God-given right.
Do you believe they should have been stopped today?
They can't do this, not here, but they're doing it.
Protesters continued to chant and move about, struggling to find a way to disperse for the next few hours, with arrests continuing into the night. An effort to reach the jail and demonstrate in support of arrestees was stopped by a police blockade 2 blocks away from the River Park. There I saw at least 10 people arrested, some of them right from the sidewalk, with dog charges and pepper spray. According to street medics, one woman had her arm broken, although the police report makes no mention of this. One arrestee was taken to the hospital for a head injury, and one arrestee had to be treated for an asthma attack, possibly due to the use of pepper spray, according to street medics on the scene. Here, 2 more Naperville residents share their impressions, followed by the sounds of a young woman being arrested from the sidewalk next to us.
I think this is the best thing I've ever seen in Naperville, honestly. My mom and I just went out to dinner tonight, and our car got blocked in, so we started looking at some giraffes, and our cars got blocked in because
well,
of the
cops
blocking every intersection.
I hope a woman isn't being raped. I hope no house is being robbed.
The very cop in Naperville is standing right in front of us. Well, I think they're just trying to take over space that they're entitled to because they all pay taxes whether they rent or not.
They're not entitled to do damage, but they should be entitled.
They're not doing any damage.
Yeah, I don't believe any damage has been done.
No, she's just a mom.
Don't worry.
She was mine. No, seriously.
Do you think the protesters here...
What might have been an evening of music and dancing in downtown Naperville instead echoed the repression and criminalization that confronts activists around the world. All those arrested were charged with mob action and resisting arrest. Sergeant Dave Hoffman of the Naperville Police Department defined mob action as any criminal activity conducted by two or more persons acting together. They are, for the moment, misdemeanor charges, but are open to enhancement in the coming weeks. According to Sergeant Hoffman, for any of them, this could mean an upgrade to a felony charge simply because the defendant was wearing a bandana, goggles, or mask at the time of the arrest. The Naperville police chose to criminalize a publicly declared nonviolent event. If they truly wanted to minimize disruptions in the commercial district, the police used the wrong tactic. In the end, more than 8 downtown blocks were shut down until almost midnight by police vehicles and blockades. With the impoundment of the sound system, the party was turned into a protest. Once the crowd became agitated and was blockaded, the police lines kept demonstrators apart from the thousands of curious onlookers. Bystanders that I spoke with had no idea what the demonstration was about, and many felt relieved that police had contained a, quote, violent protest. If what the police wanted was to segregate the protesters and silence their message, it worked. For WORT Community Radio, this is Wajid Jenkins.